Most state governments are hurting financially as the economic downturn squeezes their budgets. Across the country, legislators are scrambling for ways to cut back on spending. A new study says states can look for savings in their prisons, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
During the 1990s, when states were flush, prisons were one of the fastest-growing line items in state budgets. A study by the Justice Policy Institute reports that by the year 2000, one out of every 14 state dollars was spent on prisons. The space was needed because of tough policies that kept more offenders in jail and off the streets. The 70s and 80s saw states pass mandatory minimum sentences and restrictions on parole that especially helped push up the number of nonviolent offenders in the nation's prisons. The problem became particularly acute during the crack epidemic of the 1980s when prison populations soared. Vincent Schiraldi, president of the Justice Policy Institute, says tougher sentencing reflected the country's mood at the time.
When you're passing mandatories, it's because you got really angry about something. The kidnapping and killing of Polly Klass, the death of Len Bias. And those were very emotional times, and I think that they're not particularly good times to set public policy because people don't really think it through the way they should.
As the report released today highlights, a number of states have been rethinking some of these policies. Several states, including Michigan, Indiana, Connecticut, and Louisiana, have repealed mandatory sentencing guidelines for nonviolent offenders. And others, like New York and New Mexico, are considering doing so. The Justice Policy Institute report makes recommendations to states on how they can reduce spending on corrections. Schiraldi says elected officials are taking a second look at mandatory sentencing because it's good policy and also because states are looking for ways to cut their budgets.
And so in a place like Louisiana, for example, you know, conservative Governor Mike Foster led the charge to roll back the mandatories and return discretion to judges there. And state after state, they're taking a look at similar efforts. Governor Pataki in New York, another Republican. Nobody's going to call these guys soft on crime, but they're rethinking ways to hold offenders accountable without breaking a bank on prisons.
Other states, like Texas and Ohio, are reevaluating parole release guidelines, allowing more prisoners out on probation. Another factor in the decline of the prison population is California's Proposition 36, passed in 2000, that mandates treatment, not incarceration, for nonviolent drug offenders. David Fratello of the advocacy group Campaign for New Drug Policies says on this issue, the public is far ahead of politicians.
I do believe there has been a real change in American culture and American attitudes toward drug users and drug abusers, which simply comes from an increasing amount of experience with these problems in our families, in our communities. We don't want to jail our kids or our friends or our neighbors if they get in trouble with drugs.
Fratello's group is working to get a similar initiative on the ballot this November in Florida, Michigan, and Ohio. But the governors in all three states are fighting the effort. Joe Andrews is a spokesman for Ohio Governor Bob Taft. He says his state has already addressed the problem.
In Ohio, our prison population is going down, and we feel that it's because the laws have changed in recent years to the place where we're placing most minor drug offenders and first-time offenders of most kinds into the community treatment facilities as opposed to placing them into prisons.
While states are reducing the number of people in prison, there's no slowdown in the federal inmate population. That's growing at about 10% per year. And in his new budget, President Bush included $300 million to build 18 new prisons. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.